When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I'll try this again. Are you ready now?
I'm very ready now.
Raymond.
He knows sports.
What if we made you like an ice crew member for the Islanders?
An ice cream vendor?
And he's very humble.
Your mother.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
So I love paying attention. They got Silva.
Who is Silva? Stump Rothenberg, 1-800-919-3776. I didn't know if he was going to call today because I know he's a big Islanders fan. And I know he's got to be in a way about what happened the other night in Carolina, but he loves the segment so much that he does call and leads off the segment, Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
David, you're going there, huh?
I don't think I did anything wrong. I didn't mock you. I just said I was concerned whether or not you'd call today.
Ricky, if you hold him down, I'll rip off those skin tags. All right, David. NFL draft time.
Oh, yeah.
In the last 20 years, since 2004, first overall picks have primarily been quarterbacks, sprinkle in some offensive tackles, but there have been four defensive linemen taken. I want all four, please.
All right. Well, Trayvon Walker was one. He's a recent one.
Georgia.
Yes. Thank you. Jadeveon Clowney, where did he go to school?
South Carolina.
Mario Williams.
NC State. One more.
Am I including 2000 or no?
No, 2004.
2004. Because I think the kid.
This is an E. State. Come on, this is. I'm surprised you haven't got this one already yet.
Well, it's only defensive line. Miles Garrett,
Texas A&M.
All right,
let's go Islanders.
There we go. So that's a good start.
It's a great start.
Yeah, you got to feel good about that. All right, 1-800-919-3776. We continue along. Let's go to. See what we got here. Patty in Schenectady. Patty, you're on Stump Rothenberg. Patty.
Bowery's no RJ, but I'm starting to like the guy.
You like Bower?
You got me? I said shout out to Bower. He's been doing great, man.
Oh.
He's bringing a call real good, so I wanted to give him a shout out.
Okay, there you go.
You guys should meet up.
My question is also an NFL draft question. So a lot of the mocks going around, this is the first year we're not going to see a first-round running back. The NFL seems to be moving away from that. So it is over the last 10 years is the timeline. Can you give me the last five running backs to be selected in the top 10 of their respective NFL drafts?
Saquon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zeke.
Yep.
How many years? Last 10 years?
Last 10 years, you said?
Yep. Two were in the same year.
So Trent Richardson wouldn't be. That's more than 10 years.
Bijan
Robinson was 8.
Yep.
No,
And the last two are in the same year.
I don't think so, Ray. Ray's saying there's another one last year. Jahmyr Gibbs is not top 10.
No.
He was not?
12. He went 12.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You said in the same year?
Yep.
Saquon's year, they were not.
Oh, I know what he's talking
about. Oh, I got it. McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette.
Yep.
Correct.
There we go.
Nice job, fellas.
That's 2-0.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Don't take any more of these NFL draft questions before I ask mine, please.
Oh, I see.
Oh, are they getting scarily close to what you're trying to do?
No, because last time I felt good about my question, Dum Dum played the sound that I was going to include before even knowing what the question was going to be.
Well, you want to take your question now? Then?
I didn't know what it was going to be. So
maybe if you communicated a little bit.
Well, maybe if you communicate, it's your question, not mine. if you communicated,
ladies, break it up, please. Now, would you like to ask your question
now?
Okay, then go ahead.
I'm asking it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Common draft era. Could you tell me the only team that has drafted 3 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks?
Oh, hang on. I think I got the sound for this. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
That was funny. Drafted 3 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Think about it.
I'm thinking. The Steelers drafted a Roethlisberger. Super Bowl. They drafted Bradshaw. See, obviously, it's going to be guys that have won. That have not won on the team drafted by.
It's a good thought.
Giants drafted Rivers, but he didn't. Sims. Ray, you have any idea?
John Winthrop with an interesting point, too. Todd Gurley was 10th overall.
Yeah.
We didn't include him in 2015.
A team comes to mind that I can think of two. I'm trying to think if they had a third.
You got to think along the lines of what Dave just said earlier.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the giveaway. I'm trying to think if they had a third guy, and I can't recall if they did.
So Super Bowl. Okay, can I ask you this? Did these guys start in the Super Bowl as quarterback?
Yep,
they started.
Yep.
So that's not like some hack backup.
No. Okay. These are 3 names that you know.
All right. So Super Bowl era. So let's go through then quickly. Joe Namath. Jets haven't drafted 3. Staubach, Danny White never won. Giants with Sims, Doug Williams.
Remember, it's not the Giants because the Giants didn't draft Eli Manning.
Right. Right.
So to speed up this process.
No. This is going to take a minute here, all right? We're not speeding up anything. I don't want any hints. Just give me a second here.
Okay.
Washington.
Wow. Get him.
See, I don't think Washington drafted Doug Williams, though.
Washington did not draft Doug Williams. He was in Tampa.
All right, then. Along
those lines.
Steve Young, mm-hmm. Trent Dilfer, Doug Williams. Final answer.
Give him a ding, baby.
Yeah. Trent Dilfer won with the Ravens, Steve Young, the Niners, Doug Williams, Washington. So they drafted all 3, and none of them won with them.
So Steve Young was a draft pick of the Bucs. That was the one I was unsure of.
Yeah, I think he was the top pick of the draft, actually.
I just remember him spending time in the USFL, so I couldn't remember. Like,
he didn't want to play for
with the – who did he spend time with in the USFL?
LA Express.
You're very good. You really are a talent.
That's a good question, right?
That's a real good question. That's not an easy question either.
Well, see, that's why I didn't want to ask it last, too, because I usually like to give you a layup last.
That was not easy. But because I bring what I do to the table, I was able to get it. All right, let's continue. Let's go to Brian in Bergen. Brian, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good, Brian.
That was an awesome question, Rick. All right.
Hang on a minute, Brian. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM. Where?
New York.
That's right. All right, Brian, go ahead.
So the Broncos, very bad at NFL football drafting. They, in the last 10 years, in the first round, they only have 2 players that they've drafted in the first round that are still on their roster. Can you name those 2 players?
Well, it's got to be Surtain.
That was the
you
layup.
You say Surtain
yeah.
or Surtain?
I don't know. I've heard both.
PS2.
Well, whatever, him. So they moved on from Jerry Jeudy, right?
Yeah,
Jerry Jeudy
him.
Got traded, yeah.
Is I think he is, because I think he's good. Is Garrett Bowl still on the team?
Yeah, he's the only other one.
Yeah, okay. All right, there you go. So we get it right. And I think Paxton Lynch is thrown somewhere in that equation, which is just an unmitigated disaster, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't the Cowboys love Paxton Lynch?
Well, that's to the point I keep saying. Like, the quarterbacks that the Cowboys love and the quarterbacks that the Cowboys end up with that ended up being good, big gap between those two.
Well,
big
didn't
gap.
They love Johnny Manziel as well?
They loved allegedly loved Johnny Manziel, but they loved Paxton Lynch.
Right.
They loved, I think it was Connor Cook.
Michigan State? Is that him?
Yeah.
Ugh.
There were a few guys that they wanted ahead of Dak.
Did he ever start a game in the NFL, Connor Cook?
I think he may have gotten one or two. It was the Raiders, of course.
Raiders for a minute. All right, let's go to Joe in Staten Island. Joe, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, so two players in the history of the MLB to win a World Series MVP, a league MVP, and an All-Star MVP.
So All-Star MVP, World Series MVP, and what's the other one?
A league MVP, so either the AL or NL MVP.
I feel like we've had this before.
Maybe some version of it, you think?
I'm waiting for Joe to complete his turn.
Yeah, he had the blinker
there.
Yeah,
you heard the signal. So MVP the regular season too, right?
Yep.
That's the third. A-Rod was not World Series MVP, was he?
No, I think that was Matsui.
Yeah. I don't know that we're going to know this. I don't know. So All-Star Game MVP. That's a tough one because I don't remember all the All-Star Game MVPs. I don't know. I don't want to take forever because I don't think I know the answer. It's not all that recent, is it?
No, but it's modern era.
Let's go Derek Jeter. No, but Jeter never won an MVP.
Correct.
So it can't be Jeter.
What about Manny? Did Manny ever?
I don't think he did.
Or Ortiz, then. One of them. One of them had to.
I wouldn't go with those guys. George Foster.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to waste time. I have no idea.
It's the Robinsons, Frank and Brooks.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
That was a tough one.
That was brutally
tough. That was very difficult.
But that's okay. That's what happens. Let's go to Jared in Morganville. He wants to take a different kind of way he attacks Stump Rothenberg. Go ahead, Jared.
All right, Dave. We've been doing this for quite some time now. I want to see if I can stump you at your own game. Is this a real college or not?
All right.
So I'm going to give you three colleges. One of them is fake. Two of them are real.
Earl Ham!
All right. First college, Oral Roberts University.
Of course it's real.
Second college, Burnham Thorpe University. And the last one, Chattahoochee Valley Community College.
I'm going to say what was the middle one you said?
Burnham Thorpe University.
Burnham Thorpe?
That one sounds fake.
It does sound fake, right?
I got to tell you, I think Chattahoochee's real.
I think Chattahoochee's real also.
Final answer?
I don't think Burnham Thorpe is real. That's my final answer.
All right, you are correct. Burnham Thorpe is a town, though, in Canada, but it's not Burnham Thorpe University.
All right.
Good job, Dave.
That's a win for us, Raymond.
Nice.
Very nice job.
Where he screwed up though, is giving you the Oral Roberts to start.
I mean, Oral Roberts. So now you've gone from giving me a 33% chance to a 50% chance.
Right.
Before anything has even happened. Ken in Mississippi. Ken, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, guys. Rick, you're sounding much better today. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Good morning, company. Dave, my question is draft, like a lot of people today. What three teams have never held the first overall pick in the NFL draft?
I think we've done this one.
Yeah, Dave, come on. Bang this out. Let's go.
I thought maybe.
And it always takes me a minute to remember it.
I was going to go president last week in honor of your Rangers, but didn't get through.
Couldn't get through. Is that popular of a segment?
Yeah.
I think the Seahawks never have. I think the Broncos never have, amazingly. And then I think if you include the Ravens, they never have, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Now, the Seahawks, I think, have had two. Broncos is amazing. Ravens is not because they've been good and they haven't been there that long. Let's continue. Let's go to, let's incorporate you a little bit here because you know better than me. Jim in Rutherford has a little hockey stump. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good.
All right. Only player in NHL history to score 150 regular season goals for three different teams.
Ooh. Wow.
I think
not,
about that
not
for
Yager,
a second.
Right?
No.
No, I was talking to Rick. Brett Hull?
Oh, that's a good question. 150 goals for three different teams.
Goals. I mean, it's not going to be. Like a Bernie Nichols. So I mean, it's someone that scored at least 450 goals in his NHL career.
Right, it's goals, not points.
Right. So which is a ton of goals. So think about who has the most goals in the history of hockey.
All right. Well, Wayne Gretzky has the most.
Can it be Gretzky? Probably not, right? He hasn't. I mean, he played for more than three teams.
I don't think he put those kind of numbers.
How about Hully?
Teams,
how about Yager?
Did Hully have 150 for St. Louis, Dallas, and Detroit?
Maybe. How about Yager? Could it be him?
Yager played for a lot of teams. I mean, he definitely has 150 with
Pittsburgh.
Right.
I mean, he has the most goals in the season for the Rangers. You think it's Hull?
We wish blues!
Well, Hully had that run with St. Louis. So he's definitely got over with St. way over with St. Louis.
And he definitely has over with Dallas.
Yeah, I don't think he's got 100. I don't think he's got 150 with. I don't think he's got 150 with Dallas.
No?
No. He was only in Dallas for 3 years.
How about Calgary? Wasn't he there?
He was in Calgary, too, but he wasn't. That was only for a couple of years. He didn't have any close.
So then is it not?
I don't think he was there long enough.
No, I don't think it was him.
All right. How about
But any time I can play the Brett Hull drops, it's great.
Mike Gartner definitely got there with Minnesota.
I got some great Hully stories, too, I can't tell
you. Can we focus on the question at hand, please?
I'm sure.
I'll never forget being in the bar that night.
Forget it.
No, hold on. I'm thinking. It's helping me think.
Mike, could it be Mike Gartner, who clearly did it with Washington?
Don't be so nasty.
Probably did it with Minnesota, but I don't know that he did it with anyone else. Messier?
No, I don't. Ooh, Gardner's not a bad one.
Luke Robitaille?
150 goals?
Yeah.
It's a tough. I mean, this is a good question.
Brendan Shanahan. Because Shanahan probably did with the Devils. The Blues. And Detroit, maybe?
You think Shanny?
I don't know.
How many career goals did Shanny have?
A lot. He probably had like 700 career goals.
He used to use a tiny, little stick, too. I would say with St. Louis, he probably has over that.
Okay.
With Detroit, over that. With the Rangers, no.
Not with the Rangers, no.
No, I wouldn't. How about the Devils?
Over $150?
No, probably not.
No.
Got to be over that with St. Louis. He's got to be over that with Detroit. Probably that's it. So I don't think it's him. All right, so let's do we think it could be Luke Robitaille or no?
150 with three different teams?
Yeah. That's what we're saying, right? 150 with three different teams. So Robitaille definitely got it with the Kings, I would think.
Right. Definitely with, yeah, not even a question with the Kings.
And then I don't think anything to do with anyone else. So no. So there'll be no to Luke Robitaille. Who else Jágr? Are we considering him that guy? Brett Hull?
That's the one. We already went through Hull. I don't think it's Hull.
We don't think it's Hull. All right, Jágr?
What about Cicerelli?
All right, so we'll go there in a second. So let's just do Jágr and cross it. So we think Jágr clearly with Pittsburgh. He must have done
it. He should have done it with Washington. He should have.
Didn't he do it with the Rangers or no? Was he not with the Rangers for long enough?
Well, he set a record with the Rangers.
Yeah, but so. I don't know that he was there for long enough. He was only with the Rangers for 5 years, I think, right?
I mean,
he had a good 5 years, though.
It was a good 5 years, yeah.
He's definitely Pitt. There's no way he's Washington.
Let me.
I don't think he's the Rangers because I don't think he was there long enough. And I know he scored 50 goals the 1 year, but I don't think he's long enough. So Dino Cicerelli, right? So North Stars is a definite. Then he went to the Capitals. I don't think he was with Washington long enough.
150 goals with three different teams, man.
Is this entertaining for people, do you think?
It can't be. It cannot be entertaining.
Could it be Mark Recchi? Because he was on a bunch of different teams.
You want a hint?
Yes, no. I do. I would like a hint. This is taking way too long.
New York flavor.
New York flavor. Could it be LaFontaine?
New York flavor. I don't know. I don't.
All right.
Not
all right.
You're thinking.
So it's, could it be Gretzky? You think it's so easy that it's Gretzky? Because Gretzky clearly did it with the Oilers, right? Obviously,
yeah.
He had to do it with the Kings. But I don't. There's no way he didn't do it with another team. All right. So let's just think of the New York guys. It's not Gretzky. It's not Jágr. Mm. Oh. How about this guy? Marcel Dion.
Oh. We haven't said him yet?
No. You have not said him yet.
But I don't think he did it with the Rangers. He was Rangers at the tail end of his career, right?
I mean, it would make sense. He's right there at the top of the list for most goals.
All right, we'll spend 30 more seconds. Let me throw out another one. Phil Esposito.
No, I don't think it's Espo.
I hate this question.
Yeah. All right, give me a hint. Oh, you said I already knew your flavor.
He gave us a hint.
New York flavor, but not a New York team.
Oh, God.
New York flavor, but not a New York team.
So the guy's from New York, then? Who's from New York?
Yeah, that's a tough question, man. It shouldn't be this hard, should it?
I don't know. Pat Verbeek, but you say not a New York team. I don't know.
Hold on. Is it Joe Mullen?
It is Joe Mullen.
Okay. I don't understand. We're sitting here for half an hour trying to come up with the answer, and you're like, hang on, is it Joe Mullen?
Well, no, because it's finally New York flavor. It's because we're thinking, because that's it. It was going to be too easy of a question. If we're just sitting there talking about the top of the list of guys to score the most goals.
So without those hints, we never get that.
No chance.
All right, let's go to Rex in Brooklyn. Rex, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys.
Good, what's going on, Rex?
I don't think it should take too long. I don't think.
All right, well, you know, we'll be the judge of that. Maybe we'll make it take long just to make it more entertaining.
Yeah, it worked. I was thoroughly entertained myself.
So, all right, be honest now. You heard us running through all those names, figuring it out. You found that to be entertaining.
It was comically entertaining, yes.
Okay. Well, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah. I think people just when you two yell at each other.
Great.
Oh, yeah, that too.
All right, Rex, what do you got?
I got NBA. I'm switching to NBA. Entertaining one, too. You know the stupid age of load management, right? Get this. One player holds the record for most games played in the season, including playoffs, at 107. You know who that player is?
I've heard this recently because something happened that they were discussing this on a Knicks broadcast. Now, we including the playoffs?
Yes, yeah, it's regular season and playoffs. One season. Only one season.
I think maybe it's Walt Bellamy, but now I'm having second thoughts. It's 107 games?
107 games.
I don't want to take half an hour again.
I feel like we've talked about this before, though.
I think Walt Bellamy is the most in the regular season. Is it? I don't know. I mean, so 82, and then how many can you play in the postseason? You can play another 7 times 4, 28.
Well, he already said the number. No,
I'm just figuring out. So it's got this has to be recent then. Because the playoffs were just expanded somewhat recently. So it's got to be from 2000 and beyond, would be my guess.
Well, a slight hint would be think of Game 7. Like, who would have gone through Game 7?
Could it be a Knick or no? Because the Knicks went to such a long series. Is there? Let me just ask you this. I know I'm asking for him. Is there a New York flavor to it?
There's a New York flavor, yes.
Charles Oakley?
You got it, Charles Oakley.
Yes!
1994.
How about that? That was nice. All right. Let's take one more, and then we'll go to the five-pack. Kyle in Selden. Make it a good one, Kyle. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Kyle.
All right. Luis Arias became only the second player in the modern era to capture a batting title in both leagues. Can you name the other?
Well, you should be able to think this one through, right?
Hey, this is in the modern era?
DJ LeMahieu.
LeMahieu did it.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, there we go. All right, Bauer. You get to incorporate your genius into Stump Rothenberg.
All right. In today's theme, with the NFL draft being in Detroit,
right.
How about we talk about some players born in the city of Detroit?
Oh, God. Wouldn't it make sense to do like a heavy NFL draft theme?
He's focused on the D.
All right.
All right. This is going to test your knowledge of who you know at the station. Bart Scott.
He went to somewhere in the MAC.
Were they even the MAC?
This would be unfortunate if you didn't know this.
No, he went to...
Another big-time New York star.
The Salukis. He went to Southern Illinois.
That's correct.
Yeah. Just like Clyde.
Next up, Calvin Pace.
The old Jet?
That's correct.
Number 97, I believe, potentially. Calvin Pace. Wake Forest?
You got it.
All right.
Derek Mason.
The wide receiver that was the head coach of Vanderbilt?
Mm-hmm.
Titans, right?
Right.
Michigan State.
You got it. Next up, Jake Long.
Jake Long is the offensive lineman.
Michigan.
Yeah, wasn't he the first overall pick?
Mm-hmm.
He was, yeah. And he did go to Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing so well.
Next one, Colin Jenkins.
Oh, so it's supposed to be skill position guys.
Well, yeah, a problem with Jake Long.
Well, but I knew Jake Long right off the bat.
Colin Jenkins was a Giant.
Well, yes, I know he was. Defensive lineman. He was a decent player, too. Packers as well.
Big fake an injury to stop the clock guy.
You shut your mouth. Same college as Chris Kamen, I believe. Central Michigan?
Wow.
5 for 5 on
good
the
job.
Back.
Can I be honest? Those were not overly fair.
No.
And yet you blew them out of the water. What are you
complaining
about? No,
but you know what? I didn't appreciate those. And I got a text from someone at the station that said, does he understand what skill position is?
Rules are meant to be
broken. Who's this someone?
Does he look like someone that understands skill positions?
But
that was meant to be a joke.
Barry, you...
Hence the rim shot.
You know that it's skill position, right?
Yes. And here's the thing.
And you decided, you know what? To hell with it. I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, kind of. Rules are meant to be broken.
What?
I like this guy.
Like you were formulating your list and you forgot that it was supposed to be skill positions. Well, you knew the whole way through it was supposed to be skill positions.
So here's the other thing.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving though. Yeah, thank you, Past Tom. So I thought of the theme this morning, and then when I went to do the research, I compiled a list, and then I realized a lot of the players either went to Michigan or Michigan State. So I had to be a little bit creative with this one.
So maybe at that point, you say, you know what, this is not a great initial idea.
Yeah, well, it was too late at that point.
You seem to like it. What? You don't have an issue with it.
Well, because I got one right, but, I mean, in fairness to Dave.
And you, more than anyone, appreciate the chance to refer to Detroit as the D. So
you spit right in the face of what the segment is supposed to be, Tom.
And you nailed it, though. You should be happy.
No, I'm not. I'm disappointed in you. When is our RJ back tomorrow? Is that accurate?
RJ's back
tomorrow. Because RJ would never do that.
If it was funny, he would.
No, he wouldn't. No, because he's a rule follower. He respects the rules. You don't.
You're calling RJ a square?
No, not a square. I'm calling. He's respectful of the segment.
RJ's trying to get the best out of his hosts. I can't say the same for Tom Bauer right now. I think it was a secret plan to try to embarrass
Dave. Bart Scott, not skill position. Colin Jenkins, not skill position.
I would argue that he got the best out of you, though.
Jake Long, not skill
Jake
position.
Jake Long, not. You got. Yes, what? One guy, which was Derek Mason. Otherwise, nothing was skill position.
Guess what?
What?
Sometimes you got to think outside the box.
No, that's not outside the box. But the box is built and has been in existence for years.
Rick,
congratulations.
Don't.
And things are meant to be shattered.
I can see the wheels in your head turning.
No,
Rick,
I'm not saying
do
anything.
It. Don't.
You
do
know
it.
How I live my life.
What are you going to want to ask Mel Kiper? He joins us in just a moment.
I stay
He's
right in the
good.
Box.
Please.
I'd like to live in the box. Tom doesn't care about it.
No. Mel Kiper's going to join us in just moments. What are you going to want to ask him? About the quarterbacks?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, listen, can you please not ask him if the Giants should draft the quarterback at 6 again for the 30th time?
You know
please?
What? I'm going to lead with that question.
No, you ask it every time.
It's a relevant question.
No, he has the same answer. He's a Daniel Jones guy. How many times do you need?
Okay, can I ask him his thoughts on Drake May since that's the guy so closely associated with the Giants?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's how I'm going to start the interview. Thoughts on Drake May.
Right. Or you could even ask him, will you think the Giants are going to get, would be equally aggressive to try to get J.J. McCarthy? Something like that.
Okay.
There's the beautiful music. The road to the NBA Finals starts right now. And new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on three-pointers made in Heat Celtics, over-under point totals for Pelicans Thunder, first basket scorer, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rick to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo!
over here.
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. The draft is tomorrow night, and who better to help us break it all down than maybe our favorite guest, the great Mel Kiper Jr. Good morning, Mel. Are you sleeping at all nowadays?
Not much. Heading to Detroit. We're just going through Pittsburgh right now.
Love it. Love that you take a few minutes to join us. You know how we feel about you. So Rick scolded me moments ago saying all you ever do is ask him about, are the Giants going to take a quarterback at six? And I said, fine, I won't ask him that, but there's a lot of rumblings with the Giants and Drake May right now. So let me kind of adjust on the fly my question. How do you feel about Drake May at the next level?
I think he needs a little time. I think he's got a ton of talent. This year didn't go the way he wanted late in the year. That's why he's not going number one. He could have challenged Caleb Williams, I thought, with a great year. He didn't have that kind of season. He's got to work on his accuracy, consistency, shorten up and then tighten up that delivery a little bit. He's 21 years of age. When he gets in a rhythm, he's lights out. He can move. He's tough. He's smart. He's very coachable. He wants to be great. So there's really a lot to like. That's why he's the sixth highest rated player on my big board. But to say he's better right now or more highly rated than Caleb Williams never happened. I couldn't put him ahead of Jaden Daniels because Jaden had the great year and he has a great skill set. Drake May has the skill set but didn't have the great finish. That's why Jaden got the nod. So I think he deserves to be the third pick overall to New England. If New England doesn't take him, it's because he struggles with the accuracy.
Mel, now, what do you think the appetite is as we get closer to the draft? What do you think the appetite is for a team like Minnesota or Vegas or Denver to get up into the draft and try to get J.J. McCarthy?
I think it's too rich for me. I think I proposed that trade. That's rich. To go 11-23, a 1 next year, and a 3, that's a lot to get J.J. McCarthy. I was the 15th best player in this draft. So if you're asking me personally, I would not do that. Will they? They could. I think Minnesota has their sights set on Drake May as well because of Josh McCown coaching him in high school. I don't know if New England, yeah, everybody wants Drake May, and New England needs Drake May. So maybe they don't like him, but they need him. But if they don't have a good high grade on him, then they can move out, but they got to get a quarterback. So who's that quarterback going to be? Maybe move out and take J.J. McCarthy. New England could be thinking along those lines. You mentioned the Raiders. I keep hearing maybe they take Michael Penix Jr., or maybe even move up. They've called some teams in the top 10 to move up and maybe get ahead of some teams. Maybe Denver's thinking about moving up. Other teams, the Rams. So maybe move up a little bit to guarantee the acquisition of Michael Penix Jr. To go in the first round now with the Raiders, a possibility for him at 13 if they're not able to move up. He could still be there, obviously, at 13.
Mel, what are the chances that we get six quarterbacks go here once we before we get past the three teams of Minnesota, Denver, and Vegas?
I think you have five going within the first 13, which would be Penix Jr. being the fifth. Bo Nix, I have a second round, late first, early second round grade on. Teams I speak to say second round, but you only need Denver to love them, and Denver would be the team that would make sense because of those Drew Brees comparisons with Sean Payton having Drew. Sean Payton doesn't have a second round pick, but those types of things could say, okay, I can't wait on this guy. I got to take him. I would say move down, try to acquire a two, and get Bo Nix in that 18 to 20 range. There's some teams that may be wanting to move up to secure a receiver, maybe to secure a corner. I hear Philadelphia would like to move up to get Quinion Mitchell or Terrion Arnold from where they're picking. So maybe Denver could move down with Philadelphia, right? And then you take Bo Nix at 22 as opposed to 12, and you recoup a second-round pick. So I'm okay with Bo Nix, but not at 12. I think moving down and getting some picks makes a little sense. But at 12, that's, for me, way too high for Bo Nix.
All right, so Mel, you've told us in the past that these three receivers are at a completely different level, right? Neighbors, Harrison, and Odunze. Who's the next grouping as far as you're concerned? And just to kind of piggyback off that, this is a very deep receiver draft, correct?
It is, but remember, wide receiver in the first round is not good in terms of the overall last 20 years and the hit rate. It's a very low, very disappointing hit rate for wide receivers. So the bottom line is the three elite guys, you think they will be fine. This next group, Brian Thomas Jr., LSU, Xavier Worthy, Texas, Adonai Mitchell, Texas. You think about Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, Ladd McConkey, Georgia, Ricky Pearsall, Florida. There's a lot of guys like that in that next tier, but you got to be careful because there's some risk-reward there. You got to make sure you have them, you know, slotted properly. So I think the top three go in the top nine overall. Romo Odunze, I have a two right now, Neighbors a three. I was on Odunze all year. I got off for a couple of that. I said, I'm going to be true to what I thought. And so right now it's Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Odunze, Malik Neighbors, then a drop-off to that next tier, which is the guys I just mentioned.
Mel Kiper joins us here on the show. Mel, once you get past Joe Alt, who are the next best couple of offensive linemen?
Well, Troy Fa'amutanu as a guard, more so than a tackle, would be the next best offensive lineman. The next best tackle, Olu Fashanu, who's a left tackle from Penn State, or Tali Fuaga, the right tackle from Oregon State, and a fast riser is Amarius Mims from Georgia. Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma is in that late first-round mix. But I think Amarius Mims could go a little higher than people think because of the potential, even though he only started eight games. And I think Fuaga is a right tackle and Fashanu is a left tackle, depending upon what you need, go somewhere in the middle of the first. But I think right now Troy Fa'amutanu from Washington, I would say behind Alt is your next best overall offensive lineman. But I think more so as a guard, like Zach Martin kicked inside, you know, from left tackle at Notre Dame to guard in the NFL where he became a Pro Bowler right away. I think that same future holds for Troy Fa'amutanu from Washington.
If the Jets want Mel, right, because they have the 10th overall pick, if the Jets wanted to move back and maybe acquire a second-round pick, do you think that that pick is valuable to the point where teams would love to jump up to the 10th spot and they could move back if they so desire to do that?
Yes, I think moving down is the smart move. Get back at two. You think about who they could get. I've just mentioned some of those names, which would be, I think, really nice additions. Maybe Fa'amutanu is there when they move down. Certainly those other tackles could be. J.C. Latham is a name I didn't mention because I keep hearing he could go fifth overall to the Chargers from Alabama. He's my guy. He's the guy I've been on all along. So I think if you want the Fa'amutanu, because of the versatility, the next best tackle for my ratings is J.C. Latham, the right tackle out of Alabama. I keep hearing five to the Chargers, or if the Chargers move down, they would look at him. So Latham is one that I think you have to put in that top group. So if the Jets move down, say, and Latham was still there, a jump at that opportunity to bring him in. I just don't think he'll be there on a trade down off of 10. Who could be there would be the guys I mentioned. Fashanu, Fuaga, guys like that. I think Mims would be guys on trading down. I don't think you trade off of 10 and get J.C. Latham. I think he's too highly rated right now.
Mel, you think there's any chance, I've seen this a couple different places, that if Romo Odunze is sitting there, that the Jets would actually move or try to make a move ahead of Chicago to take Odunze or a wide receiver?
Love that. To me, he's special. He's the fourth highest rated player on the board. He is a dynamic player down the field. He gets contested grabs more than anybody in college football this year, even vertical stretch. He's phenomenal. He ran under 4.5. He's big. He can jump. He's a tremendous kid who works hard. If he gets into that 7-8 area, I got to believe Chicago at 9. You're going to sit there and just wait for him. I think teams would all of a sudden reevaluate needs and have to look at the best player and say, hey, we just can't pass this guy up. So, again, Odunze, to me, should not get past six. But if he does, then all bets are off. That's when some trade possibilities occur. And Brock Bowers, keep him in mind. Some teams I've heard could be looking to move up to get him. Indianapolis, there's another team, and I'm not sure, but I've heard from teams there's another team that's maybe making some moves. There's a couple teams maybe looking to get ahead of the Jets to move up and get Brock Bowers.
All right, so draft, Mel Kiper Jr. is with us. Draft is tomorrow night. Of course, you're going to be on the coverage, and you do such a great job. Do we expect this to be a very active trading market for round one tomorrow night?
I would think, depending upon how the board flows, it could be. What really hinges on is the player that you want there. If he's not, you trade down. That's what you hear from things. If this guy's there, we're not moving. If he's gone, we could move down. So that all depends upon that. Yes, there probably will be several trades. Let's say three or four trades in round one. We talked about the Raiders maybe moving up, teams looking to move up for Bowers. Maybe is Buffalo going to move up for a receiver? Is the Eagles going to move up for a corner? You know, are the Jets going to move down or up? What's going to happen with the Chargers? I keep hearing they could move down. What does New England do? So, yes, I think we'll see activity for, I'd say, four trades, probably minimum, involving first, maybe even five or six, depending upon the team, getting back into the late first round to, say, get a Bo Nix. So, yes, I think potentially there's going to be significant activity, but it depends upon, obviously, guys, how these kids come off the board because, like I say, teams are targeting somebody, but as soon as he's gone, then they say, okay, let's move down, and we have a range of guys we can feel comfortable with. Moving down and getting an extra pick or two would make sense then if our guy is off the board.
Mel, how comfortable would Arizona, now you probably don't have the answer, but would you speculate, would be, I see them connected to Marvin Harrison Jr. It seems like they want a receiver, one of those top three receivers. How comfortable do you think they would be moving off of four to like 11, for example? Or are they kind of hell-bent on, we want one of these top three receivers?
I think it would be nonsensical, idiotic, stupid to not get one of these three receivers if you're Arizona. You're picking fourth. You got Larry Fitzgerald. So you desperately have to have a receiver for Kyler Murray. You got three studs. How in the world could you? And they got a ton of picks. Yeah, seven in the first four rounds. They'd have the draft capital right now to do a lot of damage. Why in the world would you move down to 11? And lose these three receivers unless Monty Austin Ford does what he did last year and goes from 4 to 11 and 11 back up. But that's where you're going to get into, if Odunze is there, there's going to be teams trying to get him as well. And it becomes very risky. So, no, I think you've got to be really careful if you're Arizona. You better not lose these three receivers. If you do, you have no chance for me of getting better in a C grade, even though you have all these picks.
All right, Mel, we know this is your Christmas morning, and you're great at it. We love that you spend so much time with us. Enjoy it. We will talk to you very soon, and thanks for all the time leading up to the draft that you spend with us. And as you always do.
You guys are the best. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mel.
I appreciate it, guys.
We appreciate
have a great
you.
Draft. I hope the Jets and Giants get everybody you want. See you, bud.
Thanks. That, of course, is Mel Kiper, who's on his way. Now, Raymond said, there's no way this is true. Raymond told me before we spoke to Mel that Mel doesn't own a cell phone.
Well, I got to tell you.
There's no. What was he calling on right there?
Maybe it's a company cell
exactly,
phone.
Exactly. But that, like, he leads off the call by saying that he's still on the road and he's going to Detroit. So
right, he's
clearly,
in Pittsburgh.
So clearly he's got a cell phone. Unless he's using an old-fashioned car phone from like the mid-90s.
But even if it's a company cell phone, he has a cell phone.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't use it for personal reasons. Like only when he's out on the road doing stuff for ESPN he uses it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Otherwise, you have to use one of his landlines.
I love talking to him.
I respect the landline. I got a landline.
I have a landline. I think anybody that doesn't have a landline is out of their minds.
Well, I guess I'm out of my mind then.
Yeah, well, I think we knew that though, right? Barry, you don't have a landline, do you?
No, we used to in our house, but
Live with your parents still?
Yes.
And you don't. Bauer's
barely out of college.
No. I'm not judging that. But you live with your parents, and they don't have a landline?
No, we went all cell phone over 10 years ago.
I'll tell you what, my parents got rid of their landline.
Really?
They don't have a landline anymore.
I think the landline is very underrated.
Yeah, I like having the landline.
I mean, just in case.
Just in case line.
Wi-Fi goes out, purged for the earth, what are you going to do?
Right, or here's the other one.
Well, it's a good thing that the phones don't run on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but what happens now? You're in bed. You put your phone. You can't put your phone in airplane mode now because you got no other phone. So how is emergency? How's someone getting a hold of you?
That's right.
You have a pager?
No, nobody has a pager.
No, right. You need a landline.
I bet you had a pager back in the day, didn't you? Yeah, you did. All right. We'll break. We'll come back. Of course you did. And you ran to the payphone with your pager. I got to go. My dealer needs me. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll unpack what Mel had to say and get to your calls on the NFL draft, which is tomorrow night. Can't wait. DNR 98.7 ESPN. All right. Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They converted my kids' bathtub to a shower, did a phenomenal job, customized just as we wanted. Only one expert installer. Process is easy. It's simple. There's no demo. There's no messing. Bathfitter is a high quality permanent solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and like my wife as well. For a limited time, you get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today like we did at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
You know what he's doing? Yeah, I tell you exactly what he's doing. He's saying we're square nerds because we have home phones. That's what he's doing.
No, I think it's also because you said that RJ's a rule follower.
I respect
and
he RJ.
You think RJ's a square.
Listen, there could be multiple meanings.
What's your meaning?
So let me ask you a question, though, Raymond. Mm-hmm. So we were just talking during the break.
Yep.
You don't have a landline.
I don't have a landline.
And yet you shut your cell phone off at night.
That's right.
So what happens if someone has to get in touch with you?
Well, I'm only asleep for like 3 hours anyway.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What happens if there's an emergency at your parents' house? They can't get in touch with you.
I hope to God that doesn't
happen. Of course,
we
all hope to God that never happens.
That's all I can do. But I'm usually of the persuasion that I'm not turning the phone onto silent. But like they're more often than not these days, the phone is on silent.
And here's the beauty of the landline, is mm-hmm. that people know, you know, the people that have the landline number, mm-hmm. that you only use the landline in case of emergency. That way I can shut my cell phone off.
Do people know that?
Yeah,
do
they do. Nobody calls you on your landline anymore.
Well, I wouldn't know because I don't have a landline.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It's dangerous. You're playing with fire.
And now you've put that into the universe, and now you've
made me nervous. I just knocked on wood, though, for you. Mm-hmm. I'm knocking right now.
I didn't.
I'm doing it.
Wow.
And I won't. No, because you know what? If you really truly cared about your parents, you'd get yourself a landline.
Well, don't yell at Ray. I mean, you're talking. John Winthrop's got 47 kids, and he doesn't have a landline.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Says he hasn't had one for 15 years.
What happens if you John Winthrop, all of a sudden you're not getting service? You need a landline.
Well, I don't have service in my house anyway, so I have to have a landline.
Right.
But I'd also like the ability to shut the cell phone off.
Well, when I get into bed at night, cell phone shut off. God forbid there's an emergency, you can't get in touch with me for 7 or 8 hours. Now you have my home phone, and that's the way you call.
Yeah, and you don't have to give everyone your home phone number. You just have certain people.
I gave RJ my home phone number. I said, listen, if for some reason I'm ever, you know, oversleep and it's like, you know, 6 o'clock and there's no sign of me, here's my home phone.
It's the smart adult thing to do. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Let's go to Ira Staten Island. Ira, you got to be all geared up for the draft tomorrow night.
Yeah, good morning. Looking forward to it. Happy Passover.
And same to
you. By the way, with the landlines, Ray, look at it this way. Compare it to how the Jets didn't have a backup quarterback last year. So it's an emergency plan. You have to have a landline, God forbid. But listen, you know, with the draft, listen, however this thing plays out, you know, with every angle which has been talked about for months, this is a big day for first round for Joe Douglas. And this is not a knock on Joe Douglas, but he hasn't done well in the first round. Go back. 2020, okay, Becton, bust. 21, Wilson, bust. 23, McDonald, untold yet. 22, he hit a home run. So 3 out of 4 really didn't give you any results. So this is a bit, whichever direction they go, this is a big first round for Joe Douglas.
Huge.
I think that goes without saying, though. But here's the thing, though, okay, is I don't think you're wrong, Ira, when you start looking at, I mean, Mekhi Becton didn't work out. Zach Wilson hasn't worked out. AVT, I mean, when he's healthy, is really good. But you can't understate how good 2022's draft was.
It
saved his job. 2022, it goes down as arguably probably the best draft in Jets history. I mean, I give him all the credit in the world for that. But this is a big-time draft. He's, no matter what he does, he has to get a player in the first round this year. He can't come away with an empty first-round pick.
Ira, where would you go? Offensive line, or would you go wide receiver?
My brain tells me to take the offensive tackle, trade down if I could, but it's going to be too tempting for me not to take the skill position player.
So you would go with Bowers if he was there at 10?
If he was there, I would take him, yeah. So basically, that's what I would do. It's like I said, it's not. I don't think it's the smartest thing to do, but I'd be too tempted not to take him.
Don't you get worried, though? Because it's only a matter of when some of your offensive linemen are going to get hurt. Doesn't that worry you?
Well, it does, but the only way I would do Bowers, if I know what my June cuts are going to be, I know I could pick up one or two veterans to give some type of insurance.
Well, you got to think they're going to bring in Bakhtiari, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be one other. So if you're going to go in that direction, Bowers would be a no-brainer. If not, if he knows he can't get any offensive line help after the draft, then he has to take the tackle.
Ira, if we don't talk to you tomorrow, enjoy the draft on Thursday.
You too. Happy Passover again.
Thanks. That, of course, the great Ira from Staten Island. I just had something to say. Now I don't remember what it was. Oh, I hate when this happens.
Yeah, well, think about it for a second. Here's the thing, though, is Aaron Rodgers hasn't said, like, I want to play 1 year. It's, you know, through this whole...
Multiple years, right.
Right. So Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses are on 1 year deals. Right? So, I mean, there's a chance, like, even best case scenario, it feels like Tyron Smith is going to miss at least a couple games.
Best case scenario. Here's the thing. The sexy pick is the receiver or tight end. The practical pick, to me, is the offensive lineman.
Yeah.
That's
and it sounds like, listen, and it sounds like, according to Mel, if Adunze's sitting there at 8, or if, you know, like, keep an eye on Indianapolis, I've seen them.
I've seen Cincinnati loves him too, but I don't know that they can get up that high to get Bowers.
See, that's the thing, though. Part of my hesitation is, do I really think Nathaniel Hackett's going to be able to use Brock Bowers to the best of his ability? He didn't know that Breece Hall could catch a football. That surprised him.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Did you see Kayvon Thibodeau yesterday talking? And said that he was told right before they picked that Houston was going to take him at 3.
Really?
Yeah. He said he was shocked that he didn't go to Houston at 3.
Wow.
Which would have meant the Giants could have gotten Stingley. Not that that's who you'd want, but, I mean, would have changed everything.
Yeah, Banks is good for you guys, though.
No. I'm talking about if Thibodeau went 3 to Houston, Stingley wouldn't have gone 3 to Houston.
I understand that.
Are you saying in a
I'm
different
saying in
draft,
the in the grand scheme of things,
right.
you got Thibodeau, yeah. who you like, and then
and,
you got,
and Banks, who's very good, yes. Agreed.
And you got Banks now.
Scott Albany. Hi, Scotty. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Wanted to get your thoughts on the Jets. I know you're talking about trading up, but with such so many teams looking for quarterback, the latest mock I saw said the Raiders trade with the Jets 13-10 to move ahead of Denver to grab Penix. And then I think the Jets would be able to get another second-round draft pick out of that. What do you think of that scenario?
I mean, would be all if I'm the Jets, it's exactly what I want to do. If I can move down to 13, thanks for the call, Scott, move from 10 to 13, then quarterback's going to go 10, maybe another quarterback to Denver, and still get the offensive lineman I want, and now get a second-round pick. That, to me, is the adult, practical, smart thing to do.
Right, especially if you can't get one of those. I think the problem is going to come into where, if for whatever reason, Odunze is sitting there, or one of those top three receivers is sitting there.
At where, though? At 8?
Yeah, or like, or even say they drop to you, which I don't think they will, at 10. Because I'm with you.
Yeah, that's possible.
I'm with you. Everyone that we've talked to said that you can get the offensive lineman as you move down a little bit. That's going to be a nice fit. And then if you get the second round pick, you can still get a really good wide receiver with the second round pick.
That's what I would do. But I understand it's tempting to add Bowers to the fold or if Odunze's there at 8. But now I'm going to have to mortgage more of my future.
Well, there is no future, though. But there is no future.
I know.
Mel has him as his fourth-rated player on the board.
I know. It's interesting. And now a word from TruGreen. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? TruGreen has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TruGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn, completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy TruGreen's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TruGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TruGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.